There's a siman which is entitled Din Hafsaka Bin Betzil Netila, which only has one sif in it. The requirement that a person should immediately after on washing one's hands on the Tilas Yadayim to make the Hamotzi. Yesh Omrim She'en Tzarech L'Zahir Milahafsik Bin Netila L'Hamotzi. Yesh Omrim She'en Tzarech L'Zahir. He says that there's actually a dispute exactly how cautious one needs to be, and it concludes saying, "V'tolva zahir." It certainly is worthwhile being careful. The Mishnah Berurah says that, quoting Gemara in Brachos, he says that take it with a tilas yadayim zuda, that immediately after washing one's hands, they should immediately start their meal. So, according to this reasoning, spirulhu dehainu shliyus aseg b'entayim be'ezah esek, a person should not be involved in anything in between the washing of one's hands and making halamotzi, omasa ad shiyaseich daito, because it's very possible that one will divert their attention, they'll lose their concentration on the task at hand. And he says, however, im yoshev batel ve'enu osem b'entayim shomasa, let's say you're just waiting, you're sitting there, but you're not doing anything, av sheshoa harbe, even though you're waiting for an extended period of time, in lochosh, that's not an issue, kivan, shashulchan aruch hafana v'daitel echol miyad, v'masiach daito. Even though you're waiting for a long time, well, there you are, sitting at your table. Obviously, you're waiting for some good reason. Maybe you want to make hamotzi on behalf of someone else. And therefore, that's not considered to be masiach das from what you're doing. And he says that when it comes to talking in between, time. The Mishnah Berurah says, certainly you should not speak. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Even a filu sich muetas, even a small conversation of Hil Divri Torah, chashiv hefsik. That would be considered an interruption. And therefore, b'zarech l'zaher, a person must be careful not to do so. Levad mehadvarim, shem otzarech se'uda, demutu l'hafsik u'kul yalma. It's something which is for the needs of the meal, tzarech seuda, and you were not able to make those preparations, you forgot to, then you actually are allowed to speak, because that's not considered to be a hefsik. And therefore, the Gemara gives, for example, if you don't have salt, you can suggest and ask for it. So that's not considered to be a hefsik at all, because it's connected directly to the seuda. Now, the Ramah says that a person should be cautious to immediately make the hamotzi and not wait. And he says, so the words of the Ramah, v'im shah kidehiluch chaf beiz ama mikri hefsik. What is considered to be a hefsik? A person who has the ability to walk the distance of 22 amos, 22 cubits, that constitutes a hefsik. And we'll discuss in a couple of minutes in the Tami HaMenhagim where that number comes from. When the Mishnah Berurah says before, he says that this shiur is mikri hesek afil biyoshi b'mkomo. It's not just a person who's involved in some other activity, but even if you're just sitting there doing nothing, that constitutes as a hesek. U'mashma mehachronim, and it implies, based on the words of the achronim, including the gra, that even though you have this amount of time, which we'll discuss how long that is in a second, nonetheless, the b'shalul tzarech, if you do not need to wait at that amount of time, then you should not wait. El yavar hamotzi miyad achar nigov. As soon as you've dried your hands, you should immediately make the hamotzi and not wait, even though you have this short amount of time, this amount of time to walk 22 amos. And however, he says, even though it is a hefsek, if you wait longer than that, you should know the ikur din tekifa hamuzkar hasimen b'simen zeh hu rak mitzvah l'chatchila. This is the best way of the performing of this mitzvah. However, b'di'eved, afil shah harbe, even if a person waited much longer than this, ohisik mentayim in tzarech lasa lito yadav, koshul hitzich daitu mentayim mishmiras yadav. Just as long as you made sure that you were aware that your hands did not become tame, touching something which shouldn't have been touched, that constitutes that's not a requirement to have to wash again. However, again, a person should try to immediately make hamotzi immediately after washing. The Pesukei Tshuvos discusses the reason why it's so important to do so, quoting the words of the Yerushalmi, and says that kol hatokev birchas hamotzi on netilas yadayim einu nizik b'cholos ha'seuda. Promises us that the Gemara does, that anyone who immediately makes birchas hamotzi immediately after the netilas yadayim, eino nizik b'cholos ha'seuda. They're not going to be there'll be no physical danger throughout the entire meal. They'll be spared because of the doing the mitzvah in the best way. As we saw in the Ramah, that a person who wants to be careful, they should make sure not to wait and tarry this amount of time, which is the amount of time to walk 22 amos, and there's a discussion, is it 12 seconds, 16 seconds, or as much as 30 seconds. From the time, Mishah Shenigav Yadav Ad Birchas Hamotzi. It's not from the time that you wash. It's not even after the time, from the time that you say Until Sidayim, but it's from the time that your hands are completely dry. Because as we saw before, it's necessary before you make Hamotzi that you have to have your hands completely dry. And therefore, as we're going to see in Eitz Satova, is that if you know you have to wait a little bit longer, so just don't dry your hands completely. And then only after, once you know it's about time to make Hamotzi, then you can dry your hands, and therefore you're going to have a shorter gap of time in between. And he says as follows, the Kamosha Kosev, Yizar Hershul Hafsik Bishim Dibor, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah as well, a person should be cautious not to speak. The Aflo Teva Achas, not even a single word. Yafil Dibri Torah, Vlo Yasik Bishim Esek, you shouldn't be involved in any matter, even a small matter. And he gives examples with his Stakla Bishono, of a person who stares at their watch, their wristwatch, or they're looking at the time. Or, for example, umazigas kos, you're busy pouring cups because you're getting ready for your meal, so you're waiting, so you're doing all these other activities. These are things that you should not be doing until hamotzi is made. Those are considered to be things which could be masiach das. V'chein yakpid shimboko imanatili hebebay she'ochosham. Person should also make sure as much as possible to wash in the place in which they're going to eat, very close by. Shli tzarech lechas mechatzol bayis. That if you're going to wash in one place, you're going to have to schlep all the way to another place. That's not something which a person should do. However, he says that in the event that it's difficult for you to be able to wash so close by, he says, that what's recommended is at least you should be able to see where you are going to be eating. So let's say, for example, you can wash in the kitchen, which is right next to, adjacent to the dining room where you're going to be eating your meal, so you can see the dining rooms, therefore that's not an issue. He says, continues and says, Olchein yishtadel adam, a person should be cautious, lahechen kol mashet tzarech, to prepare all that which needs to be prepared, l'tzarech tzudas lefnei netilas yadav, before he washes his hands, everything should be prepared. V'chol zeh l'chatchila, but we said, as the Mishnah Berurah concluded, this is only l'chatchila, l'hidr b'mitzvah netilah, of a medina. However, Ikar Hadin, Kol Shel Asa Saka Gemura Shel Hesach Hadas Gomor, if you have not completely removed your mind from the mitzvah in hand, Ein Bo Mishum Isser, then you haven't really done anything wrong. L'chein, Im Shokach Lehechen Devarim HaMuchrachim Lo, let's say you forgot to do the things you were supposed to do. Yoch Lehechen Zos Ben Hatila L'Bir HaSamotzi. We are allowed to do these things in between washing and Hamotzi. V'Prat Shehu Rak Sarach Hafsik B'Dibor L'Tzim. But it has to be something directly connected to, as we said, eating your meal. And therefore, as we said, in the case you need to get some salt or the like, then one is allowed to do so. Let's say practically one waits longer than this 30 seconds, but there could be legitimate reasons why. For example, you need to wait. There's other people that you're eating with. They're busy washing their hands. The Yishmuna Birchas Hamotzi, and they want to make here Hamotzi. Let's say it's Lechem Mishnah for Shabbos, and that's you only have two loaves. Let's say the only way you can wash is far away from where you're going to be eating. Feel nimsim b'chutz l'bayis, even if it's not even the same room, the same house. Yochel medina litul yadav sham. It's not a problem. Technically, you can still wash your hands there. Achishtadel ma'od. You have to be still very careful. Ad kamish yochel, as much as you can. Shlo nagib yadav ad samal chamakim achilaso. As we said, that you should make sure not to dry your hands until the last moment, which is very close to the time in which you will be making the hamotzi. Ki amor hazahiros mehefsig min enetila berachas hamotzi hi mishash shigamul nagiv yadav. That it's only at the time that one dries their hands. So in conclusion, the Talmid Minhagim discusses why 22 amos. Where does that number come from? And he says it comes all the way back to the base of Mikdash. What is that? So he says as follows. Tam shashir chachamim dechnei hilachof beiz amos. Why is this hefsik of between the tila and this hamotzi 22 steps or 22 amos? Why is that a hefsik? Hefsik hadas bein betzil and tila the kiyotze. Mishum the omer, because the Gemara says like this in Brachos. The Gemara says shalosh tekipos hein. There are three things that should be done immediately one after the other, such as tikav l'smicha shchita. Immediately, by the smicha, the putting in, on the animal, your hands should be the shchita. Tikav l'natil shadayim bracha, as well as when it comes, and it says in that same section, right next to natil shadayim should be the bracha, even though Rashi there talks about really ma'am achronim. And it also concludes also take of a geula tefillah. We have to be some of geula tefillah. Those are the three. So the fact that we connect the two, we can maybe learn out a hesik with regard to smich and shchit. And this is what the Talmud Hagam says. Gabi mitzora, a person who is tamei because they have this skin disease called saras, as much as you're supposed to have them one after the other, they cannot do so. Because since he is tamei, he's not allowed to enter in this section of the Beis HaMikdash. Al hakarbon with neishar narkuv, and they are only able to do the smicha in a further away place. And only afterwards would they bring the karm to the mizbeach where the shechita would take place. When a shar al mizbeach, you can guess how far that is from there to the mizbeach. Hayuchaf beis ama, there's 22 amos. Shema mino, we see from here. This is mikri hasik.